Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. The family of Private Sean Rooney, the Irish soldier who was killed while on UN peacekeeping duties in Lebanon 2 years ago, have said that they're concerned and frustrated that the United Nations has so far failed to respond to a request from a coroner for assistance in examining the circumstances of his death. Coroner Dr. Myra Cullinan told a sitting of Dublin District Coroner's Court on Friday that she had not received a reply to a request that she had sent to the UN on August 6th. The solicitor for Private Sean Rooney's family is Dara Mackin from Phoenix Law, and he's on the line now. Good afternoon, Dara Mackin. Welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Justin.
We're almost 2 years on from the death of Private Sean Rooney, who was killed while driving an armoured vehicle on peacekeeping duties in Lebanon in December 2022. The coroner has so far not been given the information she's looking for. What information is being sought here?
I think it's important to paint the scene here. What Private Rooney was on was a UN peacekeeping mission, as you've said. It's their peacekeeping mission, it's their mandate. What we have had to date is no engagement and no response from the United Nations to the coroner's request. Now, like any investigation into the taking of life in this way, there are obligations owed to Private Rooney's family that the responsible authorities will provide all of the information. And the reality is here, the United Nations hold very, very valuable information, very, very valuable documentation. For example, the most obvious one is that the investigation immediately after Private Rooney's murder was commissioned and conducted by the United Nations. All of that material remains within their possession, and to which is absolutely essential into understanding what happened and understanding the truth.
And it's important to have this information because you've spoken before about a narrative which is out there that Private Rooney took a wrong turn on the way to Beirut, and you say that is not what happened here.
That is absolutely not what happened. That narrative almost infers blame or mistake on Private Rooney. That nothing could be further from the truth. But Private Rooney was a hero, not only to his family, but to the soldiers of the lives who he saved that night. And for those reasons, we're deeply concerned about that narrative, which just dissolves upon connection with the evidence. But what's really frustrating here is that we have a body, the United Nations, who are founded upon the principles of international cooperation and human rights. The same United Nations who, when Private Rooney was murdered, sent a letter to his family dedicating and talking about and paying testimony to Private Rooney's courage and selflessness, reflecting the best traditions of the United Nations. And here we have the United Nations abandoning their own traditions by not acting in a selfless manner and not providing the relevant information, which only causes extensive pain and hurt, because this is an investigation that requires the material they have. It's an investigation that requires their assistance so that the family can understand what happened. But more importantly, so that lessons can be learned so this never happens again.
And if the United Nations doesn't provide the information which has been sought by the coroner, what are you going to do? Are you considering going down a legal route then to try to get access to that information?
Well, there are a number of avenues that remain open to the family. And like we say, our priority at the minute is pleading with the United Nations, as the senior coroner has done, to engage in the process. And if they're not going to engage, to say so. At this present moment in time, the United Nations have not only said they're not going to engage, but have refused a reply. If the case is that they're not going to engage, then they should say so, so that we can get on with the other legal avenues that are available to us.
One further point. I know that the family of Private Sean Rooney is concerned about some of the symbolism which has been used by demonstrators at recent pro-Palestine rallies. What are their concerns?
I think when we see the recent footage of the Palestine protests, a number of individuals have begun to wave Hezbollah flags. Now, at best, that is ill-informed and ill-advised, but at its worst, it is effectively the glorifying of war crimes in justification of a political cause. There's no question what is happening in Gaza is a war crime, but equally, there's no question that when a humanitarian worker, as Private Rooney was killed in cold blood by Hezbollah. We need to be exceptionally concerned that individuals are waving flags of that kind, glorifying terrorism in that way. it needs to stop. The hurt and trauma that is causing is, in my view, profound. And we need to ensure that those people who take such acts are better informed, better advised, that we can't justify one war crime by glorifying another.
All right. Dara Mackin from Phoenix Law, solicitor for the family of Private Sean Rooney. Thank you for speaking with us today.